Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Pastor of the Presbyterian Church, Rachel McCullough. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Well, we want to talk about it. I think a one-of-a-kind first-time event that's happening in Atlantic here coming right up.
Yes, we're having our first annual tour of churches this coming Sunday, December 16th from 3 to 5 in the afternoon.
Okay, you know, we often hear about tour of homes, and sometimes that will include one church. This is all churches.
This is all churches. You know, we, as churches, we decorate for the Christmas season, and our churches, which a lot of them are beautiful even at other times of the year, but they're especially gorgeous during the Christmas season. And that's something that not everybody gets to see, and I think it's a really important part of our Christmas celebrations, and if people don't have a church home or a place that they attend regularly, then they miss out on that. So this is an opportunity to open our doors to the community for everyone to come and see.
That's great. You know, even if you have your own church, you often don't visit many others.
That's true. You know, the unfortunate thing that we have noted sometimes with a bit of a chuckle is that sometimes you don't get to see the inside of a church unless somebody dies. you'll go for a funeral, but otherwise you might not see the inside.
Yes.
So this is an opportunity to see the inside of the churches without anyone dying. So
that's good news.
Yeah,
yes, good news
good
all around. And there's a fee and tickets?
Yes, we're actually doing this as a fundraiser for the Ministerial Association's Helping Hand Fund. Now, that is a fund that we have set aside when people in the community are in a really tight place in their lives, if they're just at a point where they really need a little help with, you know, rent or utilities or food or something. And unfortunately, we're not always able to help people if we don't have the funds to do that. So every penny of the price of the ticket, which is $10 a ticket, goes directly to that Helping Hand Fund, goes directly toward helping the most vulnerable and neediest people in our community.
And so the Atlantic Area Ministerial Association has this fund year-round.
True.
Is that true?
Yes. Well, it gets depleted sometimes, unfortunately, and we feel terrible when we're not able to help folks. And so that's part of why we've really been brainstorming, what can we do to raise funds, you know, so that's where this idea came in.
Kind of a win-win. We get to do something we like
it
to do, probably
exactly.
See people that we don't see often and socialize a little.
Get out and mingle. And all of the churches are just rolling out the red carpet for this. Some of them have live music with live musicians there. And also several of the churches I know have said that they are going to be serving refreshments, either hot cocoa or hot apple cider or Christmas cookies, hors d'oeuvres, all sorts of great things. So the cost of your ticket includes a really great experience. You get the tastes of Christmas and the sounds of Christmas and the sights of Christmas and the warmth of Christmas.
So we're visiting with Rachel McCullough about the church tour that's coming up here on the 16th. It's Sunday the 16th. And what's the time?
It's from 3 o'clock to 5 o'clock in the afternoon this Sunday on the 16th. And if folks don't have a ticket ahead of time, those can be purchased at any of the 7 participating churches.
And the chamber office.
And also the chamber office has them.
So stop by any of those places.
Yep, you can go there right now as you're listening to this. Just drive your car to the chamber office or to one of the churches and go to their office and they have the tickets.
That's good. And if we forget to do that, we can still get them on Sunday.
You can still get them on Sunday. I know that we at the Presbyterian Church are going to have a big pile of them. So if you're not sure if a church will have them, ours is a sure bet, so come on down. If we had to, we could print more at the moment, and I would love to have that problem.
Wouldn't that be a great problem?
That would be the best problem.
So we haven't given the list of churches, except you just mentioned one of them.
I did. I mentioned the First United Presbyterian Church on the corner of 7th and Chestnut is one of the participating churches. Also, the Methodist Church and Baptist Church are right there in the neighborhood. And if you want a convenient spot to park, just park in the Iowa Western parking lot and hit up all three of those. And then you'll have to drive a bit. Both of the Lutheran churches are participating, St. Paul's and Zion, and then the Evangelical Free Church and the United Church of Christ.
If we're not familiar with those, you know, there may be some new people in town, or sometimes we've been in town forever and we still are not familiar with where something is. How do we find these churches?
Well, we have a map that comes with your ticket. Each ticket comes with a flyer that lists the churches, and it has the hours that this is happening and the fund that it goes to and a full explanation. And then there's a map, a full color map, with a letter for each church. And then at the bottom, each corresponding letter on the map tells you the name of that church. So you'll know that you're in the right place.
Does it happen to be on the web or Facebook somewhere?
There is a Facebook event for it, and most of the participating churches have shared that event publicly. So if you haven't seen it, you can search Atlantic, Iowa, Tour of Churches, and it should come up.
All right. So that's pretty easy to do. So no excuse for not knowing how to get your ticket, or no excuse for really not being there. I think the weather is not going to be like it was a couple Sundays ago.
It's actually supposed to be one of the nicest Sundays we've had. So I guess God is participating in this too.
I think so too. So let's talk a little bit about the Ministerial Association. Is this something that you meet monthly? You know, what are some of the other things you do?
Yes.
Tell us a bit about the
association. We meet once a month, and we get together for prayers and devotions and supporting one another in ministry. And we also coordinate, if anyone comes to one of our churches and has a need, we coordinate giving together, pooling our resources so that we can help as many people as possible. And then frequently at our meetings, we'll have a visiting speaker, somebody with something in the community that's going on that they want to partner with us or make us aware. We've done things with mental health and the library and Parks and Rec and the YMCA and just a lot of partnering organizations in the community so that we can help them further their missions, and you know, they support us and we support them, and so it's great.
You're part of the community.
We really are.
A really important resource for the community. And so how do you find people? How do people reach you that might have needs? Is that something?
As far as somebody who has a need with the Helping Hand Fund?
Yes.
By contacting any of the local churches.
Okay.
Whether they come in person or call, as soon as we identify a need, right now our treasurer is Ken Davidson from Zion Lutheran, and he does a great job of knowing exactly where we are with funds and what we can afford to do.
Yeah. Is the police department involved at all?
Yes, and that's another spot that people can go, and they work with us very closely, and they do an excellent job. And so that's an important part of the puzzle. Yep.
Okay, lots of resources available in the community, but people sometimes don't know those. So that's another, I guess, good reason for having this tour. Hopefully that will raise people's awareness that this actually is something.
Yeah, that we're doing these things in the community and, trying to support our fellow man. So.
Well, I'm pretty sure that all of the churches and all of the ministers, and lots of volunteers are really using a lot of their time at this season.
Yes, it's a busy time of year, and it's been great for our congregation. I can speak for them specifically. From the moment that we decided that we were going to be participating in this tour of churches, they've just shaken loose every cobweb. I mean, we dusted places way up high. It was a little precarious, but we wanted everything to look as bright and beautiful as it could for our guests.
Good motivation, isn't it?
Sometimes you just got to do those things. So it was a good opportunity for us to be reminded that we need to look good too.
Do you have a favorite event? This is sort of tough, actually, I guess. But favorite event in your church that's a tradition?
Well, I have to say my absolute favorite thing, and I think it just about moves me to tears every year, is on Christmas Eve, at our Christmas Eve service, pretty much the very last thing that we do in the service is we light candles. Everybody gets a candle, and we light candles, and we sing Silent Night. And it's just beautiful to see the candle glow on the faces, and the fire, you know, represents God's love spreading from person to person. And it's just a beautiful moment that kind of encapsulates what, you know, the love of Christmas and the community of faith is all about.
And you know, you get a different view than people who are in the congregation.
I have the best view in the whole church. It's really not fair to everyone else, but I do. I get the best seat.
Great. Remind us again of the event time and date and cost.
All right. The Atlantic Area Tour of Churches is this Sunday, December 16th, from 3 to 5 in the afternoon, and it's taking place at 7 different churches in the community, the Presbyterian, Methodist, Baptist, UCC, Evangelical Free, and both Lutheran churches. And the cost is $10 a ticket, and those can be purchased at any of those 7 participating churches or at the chamber office.
Right now you could do that. We want to thank you very much, Rochelle McCullough, for visiting with us about this event, and best wishes to all of you.
Well, thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Here's a Christmas wish from Charles Dickens. Unbroken friendships, great accumulations of cheerful recollections, and affections on earth and heaven for us all.